This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Republicans are leaving their party's national convention this week united behind their nominee, Donald Trump. But concerns remain about the assassination attempt on Trump. Republican Illinois Congressman Darren LaHood says the head of the Secret Service needs to step down. LaHood spoke to reporters at the Republican National Convention as the House prepares a special committee to investigate the assassination attempt. LaHood says he has a lot of questions about how they prepared for that rally in Pennsylvania.
Secret Service has one job to do. That's to protect the entity that they're in charge of protecting. That didn't happen. You know, it's really embarrassing and unacceptable to see the videos that have come out, the fact this guy got on a ladder, climbed up on a shed, and was able to shoot at President Trump.
LaHood says he'll have to, quote, wait and see before determining whether he's confident Secret Service can protect Trump moving forward. Some activists say Mayor Brandon Johnson's handling of a recent pro-Palestinian protest signals how he'll manage demonstrations at the upcoming Democratic National Convention. Dozens of people were arrested for blocking the highway to O'Hare, forcing travelers to abandon rideshares and walk to their terminals. Organizers say the charges are an excessive response to a nonviolent protest. Johnson would not comment on why his law department is pursuing charges, but expressed respect for protesters.
I've led massive demonstrations. I've taken arrests. I know how important it is to make sure that voices are heard.
One organizer who spoke at City Hall this week says Johnson's actions say otherwise.
This is transparently an attempt to intimidate pro-Palestine protesters as the spotlight settles on our city for the upcoming DNC.
Northwestern University police arrested and charged four educators months after they supported student protesters at the Palestinian Solidarity Encampment on campus. Josh Hahn is a librarian at Northwestern and one of four individuals recently charged with obstructing law enforcement at the encampment in late April.
Northwestern waited over 2 months to make these arrests and file these charges under the cover of summer when students aren't here, people aren't paying attention as much. The timing makes it seem like Northwestern wants to take action but not have any accountability for their actions.
The university says it will not comment on individual cases. But in a statement, a spokesperson said the school supports peaceful demonstration, but not the harassment of community members. The state of Illinois is setting forth new regulations and safety standards for carbon capturing and sequestration. It's a process where carbon dioxide is captured, transported through pipelines, and stored. The goal, Governor J.B. Pritzker says, is to reduce climate change.
Every marginal reduction in planetary warming that we can achieve, every fraction of a percent, represents billions of dollars in savings for our economy here and likely thousands of lives across the nation.
The law requires new sequestration facilities to get a state permit with monitoring requirements and achieve a net reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. Other things you should know today. An internet outage affecting Microsoft is disrupting companies around the world, including airlines. ABC7 reports some American, Delta, United, Allegiant, and Frontier flights at O'Hare have been impacted. Passengers flying Southwest Airlines at Midway Airport were not having trouble with their flights. If you are traveling today, call ahead. Your flight could be delayed or canceled. Consumer protection groups are launching a door-knocking campaign to educate Chicagoans about Peoples Gas's controversial pipe replacement program. Last November, state regulators ordered a 12-month pause in investigation into the gas utility's pipe replacement program. The program is billions of dollars over budget and behind schedule. Canvassing began earlier this month and will run through the beginning of August. The Chicago Bears are reporting to Hallis Hall today for the first day of training camp. This is one of the most anticipated bear seasons in years, thanks in part to rookie quarterback Caleb Williams. Tomorrow will be the first full-team practice of training camp. Today's weather will be sunny with a high in the upper 70s, and tomorrow we're expecting partly cloudy skies and for the high to reach the low 80s. That's it for now. Later today, you'll hear from Oak Park indie folk musician Kara Jackson, who's taking the stage this Saturday at the Pitchfork Music Festival.
I feel like Pitchfork is such a, like, family affair, and this time it's no different. It's just, you know, I'm on the hot seat this time, so. When you become somebody's
bandit and their heart becomes... Kara Jackson, today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.